It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, stories of hope and resilience, of community coming together while also staying apart, all in response to the coronavirus.
You know, we know poverty, and people's always been willing to reach out. And even when times were rough, Southern West Virginians have always known how to get through those things because we just come together and help each other.
We'll hop around the state to hear how communities are making sure kids have food they need to continue to thrive despite being out of school. This is West Virginia Morning. The State Department of Education said they have worked to ensure all students across the state have access to food while school is out. State Superintendent Clay Birch said as of Monday, 505 drop sites are serving kids meals.
We asked them in a very short time period to come up with a plan to serve all their children who needed meals. In some areas, it's a grab and go, where you actually come to the school and pick it up. In other areas, they're running school buses to school bus stops, families' homes. And I think you'll see even other places where they're actually tapping into community resources to help get those meals out there.
He said each school district had a different approach for how to handle feeding kids. We begin in the northern panhandle in Wheeling, where one businessman didn't hesitate to jump in when he heard schools might be canceled. Glennis Board reports.
We have a walk-in cooler and walk-in freezer.
Oh, nice, yeah.
So that's
Word started to get out that schools would likely be closing. That's when Bob Bailey, who's had a catering business in the Upper Ohio Valley for almost three decades, says he had a sobering moment of realization.
There are children that their main meal or their only meal of the day is their school lunch. And we know that, but sometimes we need to be like hit in the head. Something just wakes you up. You realize it. You don't just know it. And you're like, wow, that's it for the day.
It prompted him to put out a call on social media for folks in Ohio and Marshall counties, saying, please contact my business if a child relies on school lunches for their main meal of the day. I will gladly provide hot meals for children in need.
Well, it just blew up in like 3 days to be craziness. I mean, there were so many people reaching out saying, do you need money? Do you need people to come help pack lunches? Do you need people to run deliveries? I mean, 600 responses, it's a lot.
Bailey says he's gotten some financial donations that he set aside to defray food costs, and even donations that allow him to buy biodegradable food containers. And it didn't take long to receive requests from families.
I had grandparents that lived just here locally that watched their three grandchildren, ages 8 up to 15, and they're on a fixed income. And she contacted me yesterday. And she said, you know, she doesn't know how she's going to feed these children. So she came today and she cried. And then she made me cry, you know, and we're not supposed to be hugging or touching. So we're just kind of like, I'm pretend hugging you. And we were both crying. But she got, you know, big boxes of food. So, but everything's prepared. So, you know, I threw in some extra things, but we're trying to do a balanced meal and putting them in containers that they can just microwave or stick in the oven or whatever. So
Bailey is already familiar with how to feed a variety of kids. His business, As You Like It Catering, regularly provides school lunches to Montessori's, learning centers, preschools, and elementary schools.
We're prepared. We know the right amount of proteins, grains, vegetables, and fruits, so we make all of them balanced. We have to follow those if we're going to do the school lunches. So we are providing all of that.
Bailey's put about 300 meals together so far. He provides families with enough food to last them through the week and sometimes throws in a little extra. He's now preparing for next week. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glennis Board in Wheeling.
Next, we'll head to Morgantown, where Brittany Patterson checked in on the situation there.
This one?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm standing outside of Morgantown High School, one of the 17 Monongalia County schools that are offering curbside pickup of hot lunches between 11 and 1 Monday through Friday for at least the next 2 weeks while schools are closed. Brian Keel is Director of Child Nutrition for the district.
During this uncertain times, we're not sure what will happen from day to day or minute to minute, and this gives, I think, a little bit of comfort to students that they know they can come to their school and still get a school lunch.
Keel says in addition to offering curbside pickup, on Tuesday, school buses began dropping off lunches throughout the county. About 40% of all students in the district, or more than 4,600 kids, qualified for free or reduced lunch in 2017. Keel says the staff is still figuring out how many lunches to make each day during the coronavirus closure. They gave out about 400 on Monday, more than 900 on Tuesday, and about 1,500 on Wednesday. On a normal day, they make about 6,500. About 50 of those pickups were at Morgantown High School, says cook Pam Murray. She shows me what each student receives.
So you can see they've got two grains, a St. Patrick's Day cookie, three milks, fruit, and they've got fresh vegetables and a calzone in here.
She says so far the reaction from students and their families has been overwhelmingly positive. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown.
And throughout the Eastern Panhandle region, schools are providing K through 12 students free breakfast and lunch throughout this closure period, regardless of whether they normally receive free meals. Liz McCormick has the details.
Some counties in the Eastern Panhandle and Potomac Highlands region are offering meals to go at all of their school locations, while others have centralized food pickup at specific schools. Additionally, like Morgantown, some counties are offering delivery services by utilizing bus routes. Officials say students from the Eastern Panhandle region may pick up meals at any school in their county offering grab-and-go meals, regardless of whether they attend that school or not. And at least three counties, Grant, Berkeley, and Jefferson, say they'll feed any child ages 1 to 18 if they show up at one of their pickup locations. Patrick Murphy is the Berkeley County Superintendent of Schools. Murphy says providing meals to students, whether they're enrolled in school yet or not, will be given a meal. He says schools play a pivotal role in the well-being of their communities.
I think as a community agency, we play and have a responsibility to make sure that people are safe, and we have the element of being able to provide them meals and nutrition. And so depending on how long we're out, that people stay healthy.
Specific lists for pickup locations in all eight of the Eastern Panhandle counties are posted on county board websites, can be found via social media or by calling their county education board. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
People who want to volunteer to help feed people in need may be able to connect with a project in their community through a Facebook group called WVFoodER 2020. Roxy Todd has more about this grassroots efforts to connect food banks, chefs, businesses, and volunteers from across the state.
Several Facebook groups have formed to help try to coordinate these efforts. One group, called WVFoodER, began with two people, but in the past several days, the group has evolved into an effort by more than 2,000 people. Elizabeth Brunello is one of the coordinators of the group.
Bus drivers and school service personnel are like all about this. They see their responsibility to just step forward, and it's pretty amazing to see.
Brunello says every county's plan and approach to distributing meals to children during the closure is different. One challenge is getting food to kids in some rural areas because bus routes are more spread out compared with cities like Morgantown and Charleston.
It's like we want to really encourage counties to go that route with the buses, but we also like we understand how difficult it is to figure this out.
Of course, there are other groups that have organized to mobilize volunteers that are communicating outside of this Facebook group. But if you want to help and don't know where to start, the WVFoodER group is a place to reach out if you want to learn how to feed people in your neighborhood and ensure that we all have a more food secure system in place moving forward. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.
We'll end in the southern coal fields. Since the shutdown of schools announced late last week, West Virginians statewide have been working to get food to kids. given that about 80% or roughly 200,000 students depend on free or reduced-priced meals. Communities within the southern coal fields have come together to work it out, and many say that this is nothing new. Caitlin Tan reports.
The southern coal fields are made up of 13 West Virginia counties that are home to some of the most remote, hard-to-reach communities in the state. In the last few years, the region has been especially hard hit by the ongoing opioid epidemic, compounded by the decline of the coal industry, thousands of black lung cases, and some of the deadliest flooding in the state's history. It was also really the birthplace of a teacher strike, which set off a chain reaction that spread across the entire country. To say the least, the region is home to some seriously resilient people. And that's according to both West Virginia's Department of Education and the National Guard, which are especially involved in the region's response to the coronavirus pandemic. While thousands of students are out of school, many counties within the region feel uniquely prepared to get kids meals. Here's Linda McKinney, who runs the McDowell County's Five Loaves and Two Fishes food pantry.
Well, let me tell you, this is McDowell County. We stay in a disaster mode every day. So, we are ready.
McKinney typically serves 1,200 people a month and expects that number to go up. She's had requests from 76 families in 2 days, which she says averages to about 500 people. To avoid large gatherings, she's having people pick up food by appointment only. But getting that food down to the region isn't necessarily easy, with businesses shutting down and people being advised to stay home. This is where the National Guard comes in. Major Holly Nelson says they are collaborating with the Department of Education to streamline food distribution throughout the state, but especially southern West Virginia.
We are very rural in how our population lives. We have a lot of mountains that we have to deal with. There's connectivity issues, getting the word out of how to best push the information out to those who need it most.
The West Virginia Department of Education is also directly collaborating with staff in the coal fields to identify areas of high need. Executive Director of the Office of Child Nutrition, Amanda Harrison, says options like busing food to kids can be uniquely challenging in the southern region.
Late last week, our state experienced flooding in certain locations, and so we have to consider safety in terms of routes that are being taken.
But there are a lot of people providing food on a very local level, not in an official state-directed capacity. One such place is Spencer's Catering and Carryout, also in McDowell County. It's a mom and daughter-owned business that's usually open Friday and Saturday. But this week, manager Ashley Spencer says they provided lunch and home food deliveries Monday and Tuesday. She says more than 50 kids came in to eat on Monday.
Their meals at school are the only meals they had, so I definitely wanted to make sure Monday we were ready to go, because they had the weekend and a lot of them didn't have food.
And in Boone County, Mick Fry, the Fountain of Life Worship's senior pastor, says they're providing a free hot lunch for kids and families, no questions asked.
Spaghetti, we got a string cheese, a little bit of yogurt, some carrots, and then also, you know, some ice cream, something like that, just something kids like.
The church has a bus ministry that provides free transportation to church service, and Fry says that's helping them reach out to families who they know need food right now. He says he's quite hopeful that kids will get fed in the southern coal fields.
You know, we know poverty, and people's always been willing to reach out, and even when times were rough, southern West Virginians have always known how to get through those things because we just come together and help each other.
So although coronavirus is a very new type of crisis to hit the region, many southern West Virginians are saying this is nothing new and that the resiliency of the communities will help see them through this pandemic. And maybe they can even be a model, again, for other communities throughout the country. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in the Southern Coalfields.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our news director and producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.